When Darrent Williams scored on interception return 3 weeks ago, he had the Broncos in their best position of the season at 7-2 with a 17-point lead over San Diego.
Yeah, I thought it was done. You know, being up by 17 with our defense and being on this good team, I just felt like the game was over with. But we knew what they did the week before, and they did it the week against us too.
And 7 plays after Williams crossed the goal line, LaDainian Tomlinson scored the first of the Chargers' 4 second-half touchdowns. Their comeback was on, and the Broncos could not contain it.
We didn't tackle very well. I think we gave up a big play, and it hurt us, you know. So we didn't rebound like we needed to. That's honestly how I feel. But we had our chances to win the game. We didn't make the plays to win the game. That's the fact of the matter.
One thing we didn't do the last time we played them was finish the game. I mean, we had them in check, made turnovers in the first half. Just got to finish the game.
What the Chargers did in their comeback was nothing unusual for them.
They didn't change anything. They stayed with their plan. They just made plays. And like I say, we just didn't. But it was a game that we can win. You know, you can win the game. We just can't. We got to tackle the guy, and we got to be sound in our coverage, you know. So, yeah, but it's a tight game. We're a very good offense.
But the Broncos couldn't hold it back, and since then, not too much has gone right on both offense and defense.
It's hard to imagine, but it's the nature of the business, and we could pull off 4 in a row, and then we'll be one of the hottest teams in the league. So, I mean, that's what we're shooting for now.
It's been tough. You know, it's my first time going through this. You know, last year had such a great season. I'm not used to it. I don't like the atmosphere around here when we lose it. So we really need to get it back on the right track and start winning real fast.
The Broncos have started fast in 3 of their last 4 losses, all of which have come in the last 6 games. But in the second half against the Colts, Chargers, and then last Sunday the Seahawks, they were unable to finish, and that has left them mystified.
Honest, I don't know. I think you just haven't made plays. In the last ball game, we had our chances, you know, to make plays, and we just didn't. You know, didn't make them, they made them, and we played pretty good, you know, but the guy made a 50-yard field goal, and you got to give them credit for that. But I don't know. I don't know. I thought we played really hard, really tough. They made 2 critical plays in the drive, you know, 1 on 3rd down, 1 on 2nd down, where they made 15, 16 yards, you know, where we didn't make plays, you know, didn't work together. You know. So that hurt us. And that was painful, to be honest with you, but there was no effort problem. We worked hard, fought hard.
It's very frustrating. I mean, and when we go into halftime, that's what we always tell ourselves is to finish. Let's finish, because it seems like we're always starting off fast, keeping teams to 6 points, 3 points. Then in the third and fourth quarter, they score 24, 27 points on us. So it's definitely frustrating. It was a point of emphasis every halftime. Hey, let's finish the job. Let's continue how we've been playing the first half, but we just didn't do it.
And the Chargers game was the worst one of all, the team's biggest blown lead in 11 years.
We held them real good in the first half. Really, all until the end of the third, we was holding them pretty good. So we just got to keep that, you know, as motivation, like you said, just to go out there and play 4 quarters and put it out on the line.
Heck, you got to make plays. You got to find a way to get it done. You either get it done or you don't. I mean, you can go back to a lot of different situations. You are what you are, and we just haven't been able to do it. You know, we've been close, but close isn't good enough.
People who've been around this league know that there are ups and downs, and right now we're in the down, and all you need is one big win against a good team like San Diego to send you back on the upward swing.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.